This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you, babe? 'Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me, but you keep me hanging on. Why do you keep a coming around?
That is one of the best songs of all time. The Supremes, and You Keep Me Hanging On. Number one of this day back in 1966. Spent 2 weeks at the top of the charts. And how do you know it's a good song? Well, The Supremes had a hit with it back in 1966. Vanilla Fudge had a hit with it in the top 10. And then, was it Kylie Minogue? Who had a hit with it, Kim Wilde had a number one hit with it in 1986. You Keep Me Hanging On is such a freaking good song, of course written by Holland Dozier Holland, that it was one of only six songs ever to reach number one twice under two different artists. Then, of course, the top 10 version from Vanilla Fudge, then, of course, a number two hit by Reba McEntire as well on the on a different chart. That's pretty darn good. You Keep Me Hanging On. What a song. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And here to tell me why You Keep Me Hanging On is a terrible song and why he hates it so much is Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. I'm just kidding, Ron. You can say what you want. You don't have to.
Thanks,
we're not
Scott.
Here for argument's sake.
I was just marveling over your music trivia knowledge there. That's pretty good.
This is what I do. Ron, I did not have friends in grade school or high school. What I did was I went to the library and read a lot,
wow,
especially about music. And so this is the skill I have that is pretty unmarketable and doesn't make me a lot of money. But I know a lot about music.
Well, I know a lot about movies, especially this week. I am so proud of this lineup, Scott, and for your holiday movie-going pleasure. Most of these movies either are currently playing or starting tonight.
Yes.
A whole bunch of new ones for just in time for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to think of which one you might want to see first. You got a pick?
Yeah. I know this is off topic a bit. I cannot wait for The Mule with Clint Eastwood. That's the one I cannot wait to see. But the ones that are up this weekend, the front runner on Gary Hart's campaign in 1988, that's the one I'd go see.
Yeah. If you're into political dramas, this is a good one. Hugh Jackman playing the good-looking candidate from 1988. And of course, the story revolves around his front-runner status, which came crashing down around him over a scandalous love affair. Vera Farmiga plays his wife, J.K. Simmons' campaign manager. So you're right in the background, behind the scenes of all of that going on. And really, Scott, it has some interesting parallels about where we are today in relationship,
sure,
to really not so long ago in 1988. So interesting conclusions in this movie as well.
And I love J.K. Simmons, so he'll be fantastic, I'm sure. Now, if you have kids, there's one coming out that they might want to see. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Or we call it Wreck-It Ralph 2. and this one getting to actually the best reviews of any of these new movies, sitting at over 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. You've got John C. Reilly coming back again as Ralph, Sarah Silverman playing Vanellope. And this time, their adventure takes them into the Internet because they've got to find a new part for the Sugar Rush game. And, well, let's just say there's a lot going on in this movie. And a lot of it for grown-ups, Scott. I mean,
yes,
there's a scene-stealing Disney princesses set piece that is just to die for. I mean, there's just so much going on. I'm for adults and for kids.
Now, I have heard, and this is, you know, good for you, of course, you've got to see this movie, you know, 3, 4, 5 times before you would even hope to catch all the little Easter eggs that have been planted inside the film.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And some of them, you know, even being in the movie business, I was scratching my head and then thinking back, oh, I get it now. So you're absolutely right. A lot of pop culture references. And, oh, by the way, an animated Stan Lee cameo. Of course, Stan Lee passed away last week, but he's going to live on in movies forever.
Ron Van Timmeren with us, CelebrationCinema.com. Also, Creed 2. How are the reviews on Creed 2?
Good. Right now sitting at 79%, and of course, this is a tried and true Rocky sort of formula. This time, though, Michael B. Jordan, of course, is the fighter, and Stallone is trainer, and Michael B. Jordan's character is Adonis Creed, son of Apollo Creed, who was dispatched by Victor Drago. Dolph Lundgren even makes an appearance here, and his son, Ivan Drago, is going to fight Adonis Creed. That's the setup for Creed 2, which looks awesome.
And then, you're right, this is a great batch of films. Green Book. Now, I don't, people might not have heard Green Book, but I saw a trailer for this actually on YouTube. It's one of the few, you know, one of the few YouTube ads I didn't skip through because it was engrossing. So I saw the trailer for Green Book. This looked really interesting.
Oh, and I loved this movie, and it is one of the best feel-good movies of the holiday season here. True story set in the 60s, Viggo Mortensen plays the driver. Mahershala Ali played Dr. Don Shirley. True story about a guy who took his classical piano skills into the Deep South in the 60s. And the Green Book refers to a book they literally had on the road that pointed out the places where the black people could eat or sleep. And so there's a lot of storylines in Green Book that are very engaging. And I just loved Viggo Mortensen. As well as this Italian driver, this rough guy with this doctor. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty cool movie.
Not to mention you still have Fantastic Beasts and The Grinch and Bohemian Rhapsody, which is still going very strong. So, you know, if you're looking for a film on Friday, instead of perhaps going shopping, more than enough choices at Celebration Cinema.
Yeah, only need a couple hours of your time. Robin Hood in there, another feel-good movie, Instant Family, and the hits just keep coming. It will be a great Thanksgiving week at Celebration Cinema.
All right, Ron Van Timmeren, check out movie times, locations, all sorts of stuff at CelebrationCinema.com, CelebrationCinema.com. Ron, thanks again for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
See you at the movies. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Oh, and this one. This is from Cars. I know, because my son watches it constantly. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution. The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.